The Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
Our guest is here at 25 past 4. Hello, Shimmy Isaacs.
Oh, y'all.
I'm always doing that. Laat jy bietjie praat. Sê gou weer hi.
How's it? Hi. Oh, did you mute me? Was I muted?
I did. Sorry, you're
the
on
envy.
Mute. Shimmy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So pleased to have you. Vir die van julle wat nie weet wie Shimmy is nie, besides the fact that it's amazing, she is writer, comedian, award-winning actress, filmmaker, so many things.
Look at you go, Ross.
No, look at you go.
Snap, 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 crackle and pop.
So we're very pleased that
you've
got some time in your schedule to fit us in. Ons wil praat oor Mins Jou Hare.
There we go.
But die nuwe sitcom is nou op Showmax.
Ja.
It is jou baby.
Yes, it is my baby. So, wat wil julle weet hoe dit begin?
Ja.
Ag, dit is jy weet, are we doing this in Afrikaans or English? Of
all
kan ons maar bietjie meng?
Jy kan meng.
Ag, wie jy Ras, my Skarabola en a beautiful Rob. Dit begin 'n paar jaar terug. It's based on my mom's story. My mom's a hairdresser. And so growing up in a little town called Worcester, our house, you know, was always filled with women. But my mom was a factory worker before that. And I always like to say I'm a product of teenage parents. And I think when you grew up with a mother the way I did, who was so, you know, no matter what life threw at her, she always just said she was never going to be a statistic. And so she constantly bettered herself. She got a matric. And after that, throughout the factory, she went to beauty night school to get her diploma in hairdressing. And, you know, I didn't really have to look very far for what a role model looks like. And I think when you come from where we come from, Worcester Riverview Flats, you know, you were told that you probably end up being a packer checkers. And then you have a mom like I did. I mean, what with very little education, she had the emotional intelligence and sort of fortitude to go, no. With every blow dry that she did, she sent me to a private school. And I mean, there isn't anything I can do to say thank you other than I see you, Mom, and I love you. And this is a story about every mother and father who are blue-collar workers, who are hard laborer workers. It's a story. It's funny, yes, because we South African does altijd the snarks of flair, verstaan jy? Ons huis was vol mense gewees. Sometimes I come out of school and there's an auntie doing the dishes and I'm like, hi. I know, man, I'm just so much doing the dishes because your mommy said that, you know, I must keep the treatment on for 20 minutes, you know. And that the other hairdryer is full, so that's the other auntie, so ek was so lang. And that is, I think, also the spirit of South Africa. You know, where you have your neighbors coming, walking through your home and sort of open door policy, you know, check. And I think I'd like us to get back to that place. You know, let's, you know, our walls have been up, I think, over the past couple of years. And there's nothing fun than just a feel-good, small-town South African story to just remind South Africans, I think, of who we truly are.
What a beautiful way to shout out your mom.
Yeah. And you know what? It premiered on the 10th of May, so it was Mother's Day weekend when it came out. So
yeah.
It was a beautiful thing to just witness and the timing of that. I wanted to also ask you, this thing has been a labor of love. The pilot was shot 5 years ago.
Yes, ma'am.
So when the cameras now roll on the first day of production and it's shooting, what is that feeling like for you?
I'll be very honest with you, Roz. I think I had already done such mental and spiritual preparation because I knew it was going to happen. It was just a matter of time. And then it was when and where. So I think, and throughout the time while they shelved it, I did extensive growth as a writer, as a producer in the meantime. So when the camera rolled, and this is not me being vain, listeners, you know, but when you're rooted in faith like I am and you walk in the spirit of a higher power, it felt right.
Absolutely.
It felt right. It was meant to be. It felt right. And I say that with gratitude when I'm able to stand and I go, this is supposed to be like this. This
love
is exactly the way it should be.
Absolutely. We are chatting to the creator and I don't know how else to describe you, but
we'll
stay here by the creator of Showmax's Mincia Harris, Shimmy Isaacs. We've got something coming up. She mentioned that her mom is a hairdresser, but how well can she do someone's hair in the studio? The clue is I don't have much.
On the drive with the Rob and Roz, we're still hanging out with Shimmy Isaacs this afternoon. Mincia Harris is the TV show.
Mincia Harris is the TV show. What, for people who don't know what Harris is, can you please explain it?
Yeah, it's obviously sort of like a Cape Town coloured colloquial sort of term used in and around where parts of the country. So mince just basically has to do with the fact that your hair curls.
Yes.
Okay. And the wonderful thing about South Africans is we will always find a visual reference. And so, you know, if you look at my hair, for instance, today, doesn't it just remind you of something in the meat section that's cut up and chopped up and curled up? You know, and so I think we South Africans are very good at giving sort of visual references to something that we see. And yeah, so that's pretty much what it means. It just means your hair curls, or it means that you go from straight to curly hair.
Yeah,
you know, if there's
drizzle,
it's heat
or humidity,
right?
Or hot.
But the other thing I want to add, Roz, is that mince, because I'm gay, can also mean girl. Let's go.
Yes.
Okay. So we also mince. right. So you know, it's a big thing in the sort of queer space. Mm-hmm. The term mince. And so this is a wonderful thing about, again, South Africa. We have a word that can mean so many different things. So it's kind of a word play on girl, vup yo hara, mince yo hara. So does it bounce? Does it go?
Mm.
Or does it shrink?
Yes.
You know, so that's the fun thing about this title.
And the whole show is about basically the barbershop at home.
Yes.
And it's something about, I mean, you know, Ice Cube and them, they did those original series movies called Barbershop. And there's something about the community that brings around people and around hair specifically. When it's mense uitang ons gesels, ons vertel stories, ons praat oor ons probleme.
En partyke hoef nie eers jou hare te doen. You don't even need a hair appointment. You just go, you hang out.
Yeah.
For the stories.
For the stories.
Do it for the plot. So I have a plot of my own.
I love that.
Your mom is a qualified hairdresser.
Yes.
She owned a salon.
Yes.
So jy is 'n kind van haar stylus. So ek wil baie graag hê dat jy Rob se hare met styleer.
Are you guys sure?
Please do.
Because there is a part that you don't know in the story that I have not divulged. I was actually banned out of the hairdresser.
Okay.
Let's go.
We didn't know that at that point. So you are welcome to continue.
Yeah, that's why I get to write.
Okay.
For the record, yes. I've been handed
I'm coming over, Rob.
Purple Jacaranda FM towel to put over my shoulders. There is some hair product over here. I suppose I need to take my headphones off while I do this. So... Shimmy, wat gaan ons doen hier?
Okay, Rob, my darling. Listen, sweetie pie. Oh, moet ek hier praat? Jammer, daar's soveel mics. Ek is gewoond daaraan nie. Okay. So, Rob, my darling. So, the first thing we normally do, because this is what happens in my mother's hair salon. Okay, they give you an insulting compliment. So, first we feel. Baie olie, Ragna. Very oily. What do you use? Sunlight. Okay, no, that's fine. Okay, let's go. So, we have the products. Let me see what we're working with. Ooh, y'all is fancy. Okay, L'Oreal, I'm used to black like me, but okay. You are Caucasian, I suppose.
So, Shimmy is about to put some product in Rob's hair.
I'm about to put some product in, and I'm going to try and style this to the best of my abilities and Rob's hair's abilities.
Yes, because you must also work with what you've got, right?
Ooh,
do you feel that? Do you feel it?
Shimmy
is running her hands.
Do you feel it, Rob?
Rob, you always first with the first, say, because I mean, the other day you were brying.
I was brying with Brayton Pulser. I've never done that on the radio before. I've also never had my hair done on the radio before.
It's looking questionable at this point. It's looking questionable.
I just want to know, did we have a plan going in here?
I can't believe you just said questionable. This is amazing.
Okay. We're going to leave it at amazing.
We are recording this for posterity, by the way.
I
came in specifically, I washed my hair this morning. I didn't style anything, though. I haven't put any product in.
Yeah.
Want ons wille before en after video hier.
Kom ons geef jou 'n lekker paadjie.
Shimmy, I want to talk, because obviously when you're a hairdresser, you must actually be able to talk and work, because talking happens at the hairdresser. So, skimmergrond.
Ja.
Jy is nou ook daar betrokke as actrice in die rolverdeling. What is skimmergrond and what is your character?
Okay, so let's start with, I actually gave the title name.
Okay.
Yes. I was also part of the development, writing development for in the beginning of this beautiful telenovela that will be hitting screens on the 1st of July.
Thank you.
Yes, 7:30 on Cake Net and Key from Monday to Thursday. Okay. Lovely child. So, Rob, draai gesoe, ek moet praat. Did you mind? Because this is also what happens at hairdressers.
Exactly.
You know, when the phone rings, they leave you. Oh, I'm going to go. Just stay here for a second. I'll be back right now, Rob. So, the wonderful thing about skimmergrond is obviously we're dealing with Platteland,
yes.
Meat sort of city. Okay, so you've got a farm family that owns a flower farm. And the beautiful thing about this, it's a brown family who owns this land. So we're dealing with different classes. My character, I'm the daughter of the voorman.
Mm.
So, you know, and our lead actress, played by Khadija Jaeger, who plays Jasmine Lowe, has two daughters. So, intrigue, we've got Chaima,
yeah.
Wat uitkom, and I'm the third daughter.
En 'n storie wat almal wil
volg. Maar ook ek moet vir jou sê, Ras, wat so lekker is van hierdie storie is, ons werk met dialek, nê? Nee. So ons werk met verskillende Afrikaanse dialeks, want dit is Suid-Afrika.
Mm. Ons almal praat verskillend.
Ons praat almal verskillend, ja.
Dit is ongelooflik. Shimmy Isaacs, baie dankie dat jy vir ons vandag kom kuier het. Ons gaan laat jy Rob se hare klaarmaak.
Yes.
The finished product will be on our social media to see what Shimmy got up to.
Are you married, Rob?
Rob's
almost.
Oh, sorry, girl. I'm sorry. I'm telling you now. I'm sorry, girl.
Shimmy Isaacs, thanks so much. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz.